there is a sun above those clouds, even if you can't see it right now, even if you don't know it, even if you don't feel like it right now, there is. In the middle of the storm, the sun still shines in the sky for you. I know there are those days when you feel lost and sometimes you feel forgotten. You try, 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 and you try, and yet you keep coming up short. Your will to keep going is fading and fast because you keep wanting, but you don't have. You keep asking, and you don't get. Yet all the while, you refuse to give up. You endure. We're socialized to be polished. We're conditioned to be polite. We're trained to put our game face on in the midst of our struggle and pretend that every little thing is all right. We pretend things are just fine. However, if you're like me, then you've had a morning or two when you wake up and you can't imagine how you will make it through this day. But you resolve to go on no matter what. You get up and you gear up. You muster up the strength to give it your all and to face another day. And later on, when you find yourself in the middle of it and you wonder out loud, how in the world did I get here? You determine that, as sure as there is a God, I will go through this fire and I will not get burned. If you're like me, then there have been a few nights when you've quietly looked back over the day, and it's then that you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you've earned the title courageous. You endure. You find the strength, you always do, to be strong and to smile and push through. When you're facing something so difficult that you've forgotten hope's name and you wouldn't recognize half a chance if it were staring you in the face, you stay strong. Then you've looked back and marveled at your ability to get through. You endure. Those mornings when you wake up, muster up, you sit up, and then you get up, you go on. Those days when all you can do is put one foot in front of the other, breathe one breath at a time, you refuse to give up. Those nights when alone in your room, you reflect and realize what you're made of, you endure. I know a man. He's someone who definitely knows what it means to succeed. Only several years ago, long after he had started his own business and was doing quite well, things took a turn for the worst. His industry shifted suddenly, and he found himself and his company suddenly obsolete. When an industry suddenly changes course, people can get left behind, and he did. He lost client after client, and slowly lost all the money he had. He was forced to declare bankruptcy. He had to begin all over again. Through the toughest of times, and when it didn't look like he'd ever make it through, he held on. Now he works in an entirely new and growing industry. Business is good. He's newly married, and he has a young son. He endured. I'm friends with a woman. She's someone who definitely knows what it means to be healthy and happy. Only a few years ago, her mother stubbed her toe, failed to get medical attention, and contracted gangrene. She died. It was about a month or two later that my friend would discover that she had breast cancer and would have to go through a double mastectomy. She went through the surgery and chemotherapy, lost all of her hair, all while grieving her mother, caring for her dad, raising a son, loving her husband, and doing her job. Facing tremendous grief and dealing with unbearable pain and fear, she refused to let go. Today she's cancer-free, healthy and happy again, she has a new career, she laughs when she remembers her mom, her dad has happily remarried, and she and her husband and son are doing better than ever. She endured. I'm very close to a family. They definitely know what it means to feel safe and secure. Only a few months ago, he lost his job, and although he was able to find another one, it was not in time enough to prevent the bank from foreclosing on their home. With three children, they found themselves homeless, living in and out of cheap motels. They kept their misfortune a secret, and every day was a challenge to dance with the shame and to keep the world from finding out what they were going through. Put in a position of having to live their worst nightmare, they refused to give up. Then, through a series of heavenly miracles, they ended up in a beautiful new home. Their new home is bigger and better than ever, than the one that they were forced to leave, and they, excited and happy, are well on their way to rebuilding their lives. they endured. And you? If you haven't already gone through it, maybe you're going through it now, but you will have your day in the sun once again. You will endure. Let's be straight about it. Some days life just stinks. Sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes it hurts to get out of bed in the morning. There are times when you will feel profoundly overwhelmed by your circumstances, or like you feel so lost that you're sure you've been totally forgotten. But the sun still shines in the sky, just for you. Like night follows day, after the rain, that rainbow is guaranteed to come. And you may not like stormy weather, but it causes things to grow. What emerges after the clouds recede is a force to be reckoned with, glorious and strong. What comes out of the fire unconsumed is purified, shining beautifully and bright. Letting go, that's easy. Hanging on, that takes guts. Continuing to hope is exhausting because it takes everything you've got. Realize today that you've got. You've got what it takes, and you will make it through and emerge as a force to be reckoned with. You will. Today, stay strong. Today, know that you are not lost. You have not been forgotten, and you can endure much more than you ever thought you could. Go boldly through whatever difficulty you're facing. Simply wake up, get up, and take it one step at a time. Face whatever it is that you're facing with hope and with resolve. You'll go through the fire, and you will not get burned. We're socialized to be polished. We're conditioned to be polite. We're trained to put our game face on in the midst of our struggle and pretend that every little thing is all right. We pretend things are just fine. However, let's just be straight about it. Life does offer us a great deal of stormy weather, but what's on the other side of those gray clouds is glorious. We get to take the good with the bad, the highs with the lows. When you're tempted to think that you're not quite strong enough, think again and know that you are. The storms that test you will reveal to you a kind of strength that you never even knew you had. You'll find out who you really are. Today, rest assured that those clouds will part. They must. They have no choice. And there you'll be, standing taller than tall and better than ever, with your chin up, your shoulders back, with your head held high. The sun will shine on your lovely face more warmly than it ever has before.